Hello, and welcome to Make It Clear, a conversational podcast about all things related to water and wastewater. I'm your host, Angela Bounds, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sean Rapp. In each episode, we'll tackle a relevant topic with facts and expert opinions and make things clear. Hello, and welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. We always appreciate those of you that come in and listen to us talk about all things water and wastewater. So today it's just Sean and I. Hi, Sean.
Hey there. It's good to be back again.
Yeah. And so we thought we'd take a minute, well, a few minutes to talk about, to talk about resources that are available to us, to you, to anybody who wants to take advantage of them, to learn more about water and wastewater. It can get kind of inundating Googling things.
That's true.
Today's day and age.
Yeah, knowing what's a reliable resource and what's not.
Right. Filtering through sponsored ads for things, trying to determine legitimacy of information. It can be kind of daunting. So there are multiple sources that we use and that we review to kind of get past that inundation, right? I mean, if you have tried Googling septic tank or wastewater treatment, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have.
Right.
Right. That is exactly our demo. So let's jump into it.
Let me just start real quick by saying this is not an exhaustive list by any means. This is just stuff that I pulled together and stuff that, you know, we either use all the time or sources that we cite or, you know, we have a lot of knowledge about these things. And so we wanted to share these with you. But again, this is not exhaustive by any means.
No. And there are, so we'll get into it a little bit, but
right.
There are lots of different resources. So let's start with publications. So there are a couple of publications that we have subscriptions to. We do publish articles in some of them. Some of these we have not published anything in, but Wastewater Digest is the first. So it's a magazine and it talks about everything wastewater.
Right.
Everything under the sun. The American Water Works Association is another one. WEF is, well, see, I shortened it immediately and we've already talked about acronyms once and the danger of acronyms, but I just shortened it.
Right.
WEF stands for the Water Environment Federation.
Yeah.
And they have a magazine that they publish, Water Environment and Technology. They have an organization that does tons of research, their water environment research. They are an amazing source of information in this sector.
Yeah. And they're probably the best known of the non-government agencies that are on this list.
Correct. The next is actually a government agency. So the EPA, US EPA, another acronym for Environmental Protection Agency. Yeah. So they have a ton of information on water research, wastewater research, all of those things that may be of interest to you. And then there are a number of state or state associations that also publish information, put information out there just to try and get it into the hands of the people who really need it.
Yeah. Most often it's relevant for the people in their jurisdiction, but there's still a lot of information in there that's good for everybody to know. Right. So
they will have a lot of the state associations will have state specific information for regulations. They will likely reference the regulation in the state that they're talking about. But the information's still good. All right. Textbooks. Yes, I said textbooks.
As if we didn't have enough of that when we were going through school, right?
The wastewater engineering treatment and resource recovery by Metcalf and Eddy is a resource that, I mean, we only have two textbooks listed. So there's wastewater engineering treatment and resource recovery. And then there is small and decentralized wastewater management systems by Kreitz and Chabonaglis. And those textbooks, you know, you walk out of college and you have all of these textbooks, right? That you've paid thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for, right? And you don't use most of them ever again. I have bookshelves dedicated, Sean and I both right now, you can't see us because we don't record ourselves, but we both kind of turned around because we both have textbooks on our bookshelves behind us. But those two textbooks, the wastewater engineering treatment and resource recovery and the small decentralized wastewater management systems, are used regularly.
Yeah. They're kind of like the wastewater Bibles, I think, of the industry. Not to say that there aren't other really good textbooks out there. Those are probably the two, though, that get referenced most often in the circles that we work in.
But how long is that Kreitz and Chabonaglis book you just held up?
Oh, heavens.
We always call it Kreitz and Chabonaglis. Like, if you walk into our cubes, it's possible someone will say, hey, do you have the Kreitz and Chabonaglis book?
Right.
It happens.
Yes, and it's currently, I can see it's got 15 chapters plus about 8 or 9 appendices, and this thing probably weighs about 4.5-5 pounds.
Yeah, it is comprehensive.
It very. And just to get to the appendices, there's over 1,000 pages of text for the textbook portion.
it's not a large font.
No, not by any means. I hate to admit, but I have to actually get my better reading glasses on and try to read it.
A little bit stronger. You can't increase the font of the book.
No.
All right. So websites. There are a number of websites. The WEF website, www.wef.org, is WEF's website. You can always Google the state association for the state that you live in. There's the EPA website, epa.gov. And then you can Google your state DEQ websites also.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're at and what exactly you're doing, you know, there are Water Online is another really great website. There's a ton of information on Water Online. If you're an architect in that realm, there are a number of websites that you can use to get plans, drawing sets. If you're an engineer and you're looking for parts and pieces to put into the design that you're doing, you can get that. There are a number of architectural websites. The one we use most is ARCAT, A-R-C-A-T. But there are lots of websites out there that have a lot of information in them.
Right.
You just have to weed through the garbage.
Definitely check those out.
Start with those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I have noticed, though, doing a lot of research over the years, state DEQ websites are not always the most informative when it comes to wastewater.
Right. I think they,
because they put that into other categories as well. I mean, there are other state agencies sometimes that handle that as opposed to DEQ, or maybe it's a subsection of DEQ.
Well, and I think that it can be difficult for them to keep the websites up to date. They're responsible for the Department of Environmental Quality is not just responsible for wastewater.
Exactly. Yeah.
There are so many different facets. It can be difficult to keep up. There are a multitude of websites out there. I would start with WEF, EPA, Water Online to get your information. Then there are trade shows.
Either love them or you hate them.
There are a lot of trade shows. I can tell you that we are not attending every trade show we are invited to, but there are 94 in the queue for this year.
Yeah, we do a lot with trade shows. We attend a lot.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily speak at very many of them or present at many of them, but we try to have some presence there. So.
Right. So the biggins in the U.S. So there are infrastructure and water conferences outside the U.S. that are huge in nature. Mm-hmm. But the big ones for us here are WEFTEC that are just water focused or wastewater focused predominantly. So you've got WEFTEC.
That's the big show for the Water Environment Federation. Yeah,
it's, you can go to the WEF website. Again, it's WEF.org and navigate to the trade shows and it'll take you to WEFTEC. There's WET. It's usually in Indianapolis. And again, it showcases wastewater products.
Mm-hmm.
The Water Expo.
Just to be clear, that's WWETT.
Correct.
Not just WET.
So it's WWETTshow.com.
And that WET show is all one word.
Yes. And then there's the Water Expo that also focuses on water and wastewater, along with a myriad of state association shows, rural water shows.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many to name.
Yeah, I think almost every state has their own show every year.
Pretty much every state. There are some shows that are not just limited to water that we've found to be good resources for a number of things. So Green Build is not limited to wastewater or water, but it is all about green building.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about that sustainable infrastructure.
Yeah.
So that's always a good one. And then the International Builders Show, NAHB, National Association of Home Builders, puts on the International Builders Show every year. And it's also a great resource. That show it's huge. They use the whole convention center in Las Vegas.
Pumper Show is another one that has been a big one in the past. It didn't make this list this time, but it is one that has been a really good show for a lot of wastewater infrastructure people. Yeah. So
there's lots of information out there.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots and lots. This is just where we would start. You know, different states have different things. So if you want to know about sea level rise in Florida, there are specific websites that you can go to learn about that. I think that we've talked about that before on the website or on the podcast.
Yep.
And there's information on our website if that's something that you need. But for those type of niches, there are generally websites that are dedicated to them. Do you have anything else, Sean?
No, other than, you know, be sure that if you do find a resource that you're checking to make sure that it's a reputable resource, do your due diligence and do your homework.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of mainstream stuff out there that is good. And then there's some things that are not necessarily scientifically sound. So make sure that you're doing your research.
Right. Because there is stuff that gets twisted.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've seen that before. Stuff gets twisted. So just make sure it's reputable and accurate to the best of your ability. All right. So with that, we'll leave you there. As always, if you have any needs or need information, you can always go to our website also. I guess we didn't plug.
No, we didn't plug our website, which, you know, may not be a bad thing. We can always throw that in there.
It's always there with information that is us-centric, but it is accurate.
Right. That's the one thing we do strive, as biased as we are in some areas, as far as like who we are, we try to be as scientifically accurate as we possibly can.
So. Right. So that's arenco.com for those of you out there that want it. All right. So with that, we'll sign off and say thanks for listening. We want to thank you again for joining us today. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe where you listen to podcasts so you're notified when new episodes are posted. Also, you can leave your comments or suggestions through the contact link on our website, www.arenco.com. Until next time, have a great day.